Trust me when I say that 1 month into the football season, you weren't the only one frustrated with the Beavers' record. An opening day loss to Wayne State on the road? Eh, I suppose. Giving up 28 points in the fourth quarter against Sioux Falls? Or giving up the lead against Minnesota State Mankato? And who can forget the fourth quarter collapse at Upper Iowa? Well, last Saturday's win at UMary wasn't pretty. At least it was a win. So, Jeff Tesh, what'd you do right last week that didn't go right the first month of the season?
We didn't give up as many big plays. We made a lot of big plays. We were able to run the ball effectively enough, and then especially to run the clock out at the end of the game. Did some nice things special teams-wise, had some problems special teams-wise, but regardless of big plays, plays given up, I just think we played a full four quarters.
Quarterback Ryan Shields, you agree?
I think everything just started to click. I think the whole team started to play together. That was a big part of it. We wanted to play together, play hand-in-hand, and I think we did that.
Beaver tight end Eric Wunroe got his first career touchdown. And as a former tight end, Jeff Tesh loves it when the tight end gets involved.
That was probably the positive of the day, was we were able to run the ball with a two tight end set at the end of the day when we needed at least one first down to make them burn all their timeouts, and we were able to do that earlier in the day.
Any football coach, any football player says you get in a rhythm and good things are going to happen. BSU sophomore Ryan Shields couldn't agree more.
It helps you get in a rhythm, that's for sure, in a game. When you have consecutive drives back-to-back, you get a little bit more of a rhythm and you can pick up what's going on with the defense a little bit better. There's also great times for Jordan to come in and do what he does really, really well. Obviously, he's a great football player, and he's going to help us out whenever the coaches call his number. So that's great to know as well, to have somebody who can come in and be, the difference.
It's about time for Beaver football and time for a little payback. Remember what the Golden Eagles did to the Beavers a year ago? The Noosa pregame show is next on the Beaver Radio Network.